Hey guys, welcome to another week on the Waiting Warriors podcast. This week, we're doing something a little bit differently. Inside of the Pillar Deployment Retreat, their Facebook group, I went live earlier this week or last week with Becky Hoy, one of their hosts. And we talked about thriving during the holidays when your service member is gone. And I knew that all of the information that we talked about, all the ideas, all the mindsets would be totally helpful for you guys here on the podcast. So we're going to be sharing that interview here. So it's a little bit differently, but it is full of good information. If you know a spouse or significant other who's going through the holidays alone, please share it with them. We all know how hard it can be, but we don't have to do this alone. Enjoy the chat.
Hello, Pillar friends. Can you believe we are pretty much 7 days away from the start of Pillar 2023? I can't believe it. I'm so excited and I cannot wait to join everyone here in the Pillar Retreat group for our fourth annual digital retreat for deployment countdowns. And today I'm joined by one of our Pillar OGs. Michelle has joined us for multiple years here at the Pillar community. And she's going to be joining us again this year for a lunchtime live. I'd love to introduce you all to my friend, Michelle Bowler. Michelle is the brains behind the Waiting Warrior blog, podcast, and you know her from her super funny, super relatable social media account where you can go see her talking about all things military life and especially deployments and reintegration. So we are so excited to have you here with us today, Michelle.
Happy to be here. This is like my favorite time of the year. It's Pillar.
Let me know what state you're watching from. If you have not seen, we are trying to paint the US map Pillar pink right now by getting at least one attendee in every US state and territory. So if you haven't left your comment there, do it. And also comment here, let us know what state you're tuning in from. This is super rare that you'll see this happen on a live with two people. Michelle and I are both in Hawaii. How wild is that? Mind blown. Michelle and I got to meet in real life with our kiddos at the beach a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. And I have to say, we're moving closer and closer to the holidays, and it still feels like summertime here, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you were just talking about like you could have worn your Pillar sweater, and I was like, I'm sweating today. Like,
yes, it is warm.
I have like these like light fabric, but pants, and I wore them today. I was like, that I just need to stop doing that. It's not ready for it.
It's a hazard of living in Hawaii, I think. We're kind of stuck with the summer wardrobes. But even though it still feels like summer here, we are quickly moving toward the holiday season. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And then we move into all of the December holidays, whether you celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas or any of the other December holidays, they are coming up. And it's a difficult season to be on the home front of a deployment. And so today we're going to be talking about a podcast episode of Michelle's that you can find in the description of this live video. And Michelle in that podcast episode talks all about how to thrive during a deployment and the holidays. So if your spouse is deployed during a holiday, how can we thrive? And I think this is so important. It just kind of compounds some of the sadness around deployment when it's a holiday. And so I want to start, Michelle, talking a little bit about mindset. So what's your advice for those of us who are dealing with a deployment during the holidays when it comes to shaping our mindset and kind of like preparing our hearts and our minds for that?
Yeah. So it's slightly a newer one since this, since that podcast episode released, but it's to realize that I'm still trying to figure out like the actual verbiage for it, but like, this is your deployment holiday. If that makes sense. Like, yeah. Everybody gets Christmas. Everybody's experiencing Christmas. You're experiencing something different. And you need to understand that, like, you need to do what you need to do and what is best for you. And if you have kids, like your immediate nuclear family, not be thinking about what your mother, your mother-in-law, your best friend, whoever is your like support group. We appreciate those people and we value those people, but they're not experiencing this hard thing in the way that you're experiencing it. And this, so this is your deployment holiday and you need to do what you really need. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. And I think it's going to be different for everyone, right? Like mm-hmm. I would imagine yeah. everyone's kind of need in that moment is different.
Mm-hmm. Because really like there's so much that's going on during a deployment to begin with, but with a holiday, you're also adding some grief and loss into that. And I actually learned this concept from a grief book. I was reading, our son was stillborn 2 years ago, and that's not the point, but I was reading this grief book and the point that she kept on repeating time and time again is like, it's your grief as a mother. So you can't worry about, again, same people, all the people who are around you also have their grief. They're having their Christmas, they're having their holidays without the service member around. But for you in particular, it is different. You're their spouse, they're your person, and it is affecting your life in a different way. And you need to unapologetically, graciously, but unapologetically do what you need to do to get yourself to the healthiest mind space, because grief is involved here. Like you're not having the holidays are something that we all have dreams and visions of. And this year it's going to look different and you're having to let go of that and you are losing that and you need to give yourself a lot of space and grace in there in these moments.
I think that's such a good point, Michelle, the idea that we all have a vision of what our holidays mm-hmm. look like. And I think yeah. many of us have traditions, whether it's that your partner always wakes up early on Thanksgiving and starts dinner mm-hmm. or on Christmas morning, you always eat whatever breakfast. I don't know. All my traditions are food related, but you can imagine there are others. And I think doing those things when our partner is not there, it feels like there's such a hole, right? It feels yeah. like something really important is missing in that moment. And I know for me, I have tried it both ways where I have tried to like skip out on the holidays and just like not do Christmas. I'm just not going to do it. And during my husband's very first deployment, I was like, I'm not doing Christmas. Christmas is like my absolute favorite holiday. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Cue me the night before Christmas Eve, dragging an 8-foot Christmas tree into the house because I just could not. And yeah. I was, you know, no kiddos or anything. It's just me and the dog. And I just like could not bear to skip it. And so I love that idea of like figuring out what feels good for you and what you need. And I think it's different for everyone. I don't know, Michelle, if you've ever experienced this, but I also think a lot of our friends and family have expectations about how we'll spend our holidays when our partner's mm-hmm. deployed. Have you seen that before?
Yeah. I mean, I think friends and family have a lot of expectations for military families in many situations. And holidays are maybe even, it's not even like they're no different. It's like they're amplified, right? Because some people, and I'm not saying like blow people off because they're being selfish and just looking out for them. Some people may have expectations or desires for you and maybe your kids because they're trying to help, right? Like they maybe aren't going about it the right, like the best way. But they maybe are just wanting to help you and they're wanting to give you a break from the everyday deployment that you're going through on base. And they're wanting to give you a change of scenery and they're wanting to help you with the kids. They're wanting to be around the kids. They want to be around you. That is all great. And maybe that is what you need, but you need to be honest with yourself and with your family members of what you do need. Because also, if you're married, you have two families. And so they maybe both want you and they both want the kids. So maybe it's that you feel like it's best to just go to your family and not your in-laws. And maybe they're going to take that personally and that's going to be their emotions and feelings to take ownership of. And you can't be responsible of that. Is like, it's, it is a easier said than done principle, but you need to let the adults be adults and own their emotions and their thoughts and feelings about things. And then just take responsibility for your actions and thoughts.
Yeah. That's so powerful. We have dealt with that a lot. And I think you're right. A lot of times the people in our lives want to invite us home for holidays, for instance, is a big one that we've experienced. Even recently, my husband, Randy, has been gone. Not on a deployment, but on a training. And but still like no contact and away from home. And I'm here with our 6-month-old now. And I can't tell you how many really well-meaning friends and family have said, like, well, you should just come here. Like, I work remotely. I can work from anywhere. And they're like, you should just come here. And if you are one of those friends and family members who have invited me, just know I appreciate the invitation. But also, I recognize that it's not as easy as that, right? Like, it's not as easy as just like uprooting our lives. And also, as military families, like, we, even when our partner's deployed, like, we do want to have our own traditions. And I remember during holidays, my husband was deployed, I think, like, for 3 out of our first like 5 Christmases together. And I never felt like we had a family Christmas because we were always, as a military family, being pulled into other people's holidays. And I think even to this day, we've only had 1 or 2 Christmas mornings where it was like us together in our home. And so I think now with the little one, that's something we want to adjust, is like taking ownership of our holidays, even during deployment sometimes, if that's what feels good for us.
Yeah.
So I think that can have a big impact too, just kind of recognizing other people's needs and expectations, but also prioritizing what your family needs. I think that's great advice, Michelle. Now, how about connecting with our service member? So when our service member is far from home, what can we do, or what have you done to make them feel like a part of the celebration or a part of the traditions?
Mm-hmm. So I think the most important thing before I get into any specific ideas is you need to think about, like, it needs to be tailored to your relationship and to your service member. Like, you need to think a little bit less about what other people are doing and the fun blog posts that you're seeing, and how those people feel connected to each other, and think about your relationship and specifically your service member. How do they like to celebrate the holidays? If your service member does not really care about sitting out on the porch with a cup of hot chocolate and marshmallows, sending them a care package that is totally decked out and themed for Christmas and has a whole bunch of hot chocolate and marshmallows and little snowman is not going to do as much as if your service member really loves to read and you send them some solid holiday themed book or a bookmark or fun quotes from something that you're reading. Does that make sense? So it's like, I am not dogging any of the people who share ideas. I can share more ideas. I just keep on talking to military spouses who have tried things that they've read about or heard their neighbors or whatever. Like, literally, so I had 2 friends, husbands were in the same unit, same deployment. One hears about this cute box that the other one is doing and copies it. But this thing happened where the husband's like, thanks, I love, that was great, feel the love. But it didn't actually help improve the connection because it was not tailor-made for him.
I think that's great advice to really think about what your partner, what your deployed partner would love and benefit from. One of the things that we did. What's your favorite
part of the holiday, right?
Yeah. Oh, love that. Yes. One of the things we did recently was we created a private Instagram account for military separations. It's just between the two of us because you don't want to share constantly all the time for everyone. And it's just for us. And we post pictures there every day. And I feel like something like that, if your partner is a is a person who really loves feeling like connected and a part of things can be really helpful. But that's what worked for us. Like I have also heard from some of our speakers that they always ask their partner to write them an email once a week or a letter once mm-hmm. a day and mm-hmm. do something special in terms of that for the holidays. So I think that idea of like, figure out what they love, what are you already doing with your partner that's deployed that you could maybe adjust a little bit and make extra special. If they're not a care pack, my husband was never like a big care package guy. He's not like a gift person. So a care package, like he'll think it's great. And I might've spent 6 hours decorating it, but it's not going to do as much for him as if I were to like send him some pictures that maybe, you know, maybe us and some friends like got dressed up as Christmas elves and did photos. That is going to really excite him.
Have you ever photoshopped him in it? Into it?
Oh no, that's genius. See, like that he would love. Something like silly and funny would speak to his heart for sure.
Yeah. So it's like we my husband was gone for his birthday once, which I know is a little bit different. So we like photoshopped him into the birthday celebration that we did. And we even like, it's like, it was not good Photoshop, just so you know, like that's not the expectation here. And then we put like a birthday crown, which again looked super, you know, just silly, but it's just things that like, what do they love in the holiday? And what would you do if they were there? And then you really like take a breath before you do this. Don't stress about it. It doesn't have to be perfect and just get creative with it. Like my husband is very intellectual. That's how he connects with me. That's how he connects with the kids. So for when he's gone for holidays, we read a book or we read scripture together. And that like we read it and then we have a note. I know there's like a whole bunch of different apps you can use. We both have iPhones. So we just have a shared note where we'll have assigned readings for the week. And then we write what we thought about it. So, cause we've had time periods where like you don't get to talk on the phone all the time, but we are still communicating with each other and we're able to see what we both think about the same thing. And what are our thoughts and what are our feelings about this? But you can do it with so many things. It really, I think we just need to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves for it being perfect and having so little hope and depression about the fact that they're gone. And instead, if we could have some hope of and creativity into what can I do? What's his favorite thing? And how can I just make it long distance? It's not going to look the same. It's not going to be perfect, but still that like effort goes a long way when you're connecting with your service member.
I think that's really key, Michelle, what you said that it's not going to look the same. And I think that's some of the best deployment advice I've ever gotten is don't try to just recreate your life. Don't try to just make your life as normal as possible, but instead know that life is different. And it's okay. Like you said, there's some grief associated with missed holidays. It's okay to say that Christmas is going to be different this year. And I think figuring out like what that different looks like, maybe that different doesn't look so different. Maybe it's just, you know, you're doing the same things, but you're missing a very important person, or maybe that different looks very different. Maybe you're going to ditch the big fancy Christmas dinner and you and the kids are going to be in pajamas and eat ice cream and watch a movie because like, that's what feels good in that moment and to celebrate that holiday together. So I love that. Joanna says that my co-host Joanna here, she spent like 6 hours making care packages only to find out that John, her husband, treasured her letters so much more. So I think that just echoes this idea that like figuring out what your partner would love and doing that for them. But what about for ourselves when we're talking about like that post-holiday slump or like even the anxiety leading up to a holiday with a deployed partner, what have you seen work really well in terms of having hope? You know, you talked a lot about having this hope and being creative. How have you kind of cultivated some of that leading up to a holiday or even like after a holiday in that slump season?
For me, especially since I have four kids, so holidays are not how they were when I was a kid and teenager. I didn't realize before how much effort parents put into creating the magic of the holidays. And I thank my mother multiple times every year for like, hey, thanks for making this super awesome tradition and like putting so much effort into this incredible holiday. So for me, it's recognizing that like a lot of times I say just because military spouses can do a lot of things, but just because you can do it alone doesn't mean you have to do it alone. I think I can say pretty definitively, you cannot in a healthy way do deployment for yourself and kids by yourself. And you just need to accept that that is 100% okay. And that no one is meant to do this alone. It really does take a village, and you will have a 10 times better holiday if you allow your village in, if you ask your village in, because I know a lot of military spouses don't have people offering them to go caroling with them. They don't have people offering them and thinking about them to do sugar cookie decorating together or whatever it is. You need to create that for yourself. You can, 1 year because like making sugar cookies is really important to me. For some reason, it just does not feel like Christmas if you do not spend a solid 5 hours making a complete disaster of the house with sugar and sprinkles and frosting and getting flour everywhere. Like it's just not Christmas. It's just not. But that is a completely exhausting activity to do by myself. So I decided I invited three other friends. So we had 20 kids. It was even more crazy, but I was in charge of cookie dough. One friend was in charge of frosting.
Frosting.
And then two other friends brought sprinkles and all sorts of other things to decorate. I don't remember what else. So it was like, I really would have loved for somebody to see the struggle I was in and to invite that in and just take the whole load off. But that's not always what happens. But we still had an incredible holiday because we did that kind of thing for multiple traditions that we still wanted to do, but would have been completely exhausting to do by ourselves. And I will note, I think I was the only one that year whose husband was gone. So it's not like you can only do it with other people whose spouses are gone. Like,
yeah, you know, that also sounds like a really fun way to learn about other Christmas traditions and be a part of other people's fun holiday things. Like, we don't make sugar cookies, but I will this year. I'll be there, Michelle. Like, we're making sugar cookies.
Oh, you know how.
I think that's such a great way to connect with your community and really get advice to you that like, we don't need to do this alone and we shouldn't try to do this alone. That's exactly why we have Pillar here for your virtual encouragement and support. And I know for a lot of us, Pillar also extends out into our real life, like Michelle and I. And so I hope that you all are finding friends and people to connect with here during the retreat and then and taking those local friendships out and having great moments like this where you can invite each other in during holiday seasons. Michelle, all of this has been so wonderful. I really want to encourage you guys, if you have not already, hit the link in the description of this video and check out Michelle's podcast episode all about this topic. There are great ideas. And this is the perfect time of year to start thinking about this topic and to start thinking about how you can really thrive during the holidays while your partner is deployed, whether that's, you know, the immediate coming holidays or others happening in the future. Michelle, for those of us who want to connect with you, I know we will see you at Lunchtime Live during Pillar this year. But outside of Pillar, how can we get connected?
My favorite place to hang out is on Instagram. It's just at The Waiting Warriors. If you want any of the resources, you can check out the website. But I am on Instagram a lot. If you DM me, I will respond. Sometimes I need a day or two because of what's happening at home or with work. But if you DM me, I will respond. I will try to make you laugh. I might make you cry. Sometimes it's a laugh cry. And sometimes I try to help uplift and teach something that I have found helpful in my military spouse journey. So it is, I do try to make it like a fun place to be. There's so much to cry about in military spousal life. Like, we got to be able to laugh at it too. So that's kind of my philosophy, but yeah, please go send me a message. I am happy to ask questions. I'm happy to say hello. I'm happy to do whatever I can to help you feel less alone in this.
And I highly recommend, friends, checking out The Waiting Warrior on Instagram. Michelle does a great job of balancing military life, humor, and finding the joy and the funny, while also really sharing content that's relatable to us, that we really feel as military spouses, and helping us stay informed and educated with some great ideas. So, Michelle, thanks for all you do for this community. Mm-hmm. It has been so good to chat with you. Friends, if you're watching this in the Pillar Retreat group, good for you, because that means you have your free ticket to Pillar 2023, and you are on the countdown with us to November 17th, next Friday, when we launch our fourth annual digital retreat for deployment countdowns. Michelle's got the party started already. Guys, we kick off at 10 a.m. next Friday with our very first coffee chat of the weekend, where my co-host Joanna and I will be helping you guys get ready for the start of your first retreat day. So much good stuff happening. We have more than 100 opportunities to win more than, I don't even know, lots of money in prizes. Yeah. There are a lot of giveaways happening. These are our biggest giveaway, a giveaway pack of the year. So more than 100 opportunities to win in that area. We have incredible take action workshops from speakers like Michelle. We have Dr. Gary Chapman joining us for an interview where he'll answer your questions about the five love languages and deployment. And we will also have incredible opportunities for you to connect with our speakers live during lunchtime lives when Michelle will join us, our daily coffee chats and our happy hours, as well as a few special unlisted segments this year, where we'll be talking about what's happening in world events and also how we can be thinking about consuming news and media as military spouses. And so, amazing stuff this year. So if you're in the group, awesome. Get your notifications for this group turned on, because that's the best way to stay up to date over the weekend. If you are not yet in the Pillar group, don't wait. Go ahead and click the link in this description or head to pillardeploymentretreat.com, and we would love to have you join us. The tickets are totally free, thanks to our presenting sponsor, USAA Life Insurance Company. They make the magic happen, and they make sure that all of us as military spouses feel supported during our countdown experiences, and we are grateful for them. Michelle, we are also so grateful to you for joining us. Thank you so much for meeting me and in an afternoon Hawaii time. I mean, like, this is beautiful for me in terms of alive. So it's just been so great to chat with you today.
My pleasure. I love what you guys are doing. I love being with the military spouse community. It's always a treat.
Awesome. Well, we love having you too. Friends, get your free ticket, set your alarms. We'll see you next Friday.
What a great chat with Becky. She is so good at asking the questions that military spouses just like need to hear, want to hear, what we need to be talking about, which is why I wanted to make sure you guys know about the Pillar Deployment Retreat. It's completely free. It is all virtual, and it talks about all things deployment. It's everything that you need to know. So even if you aren't going through one right now, or you don't know if one's coming up, honestly, it's going to happen sometime, right? And education can be the best prevention for any of the hard things or the big explosions that can happen for you as a spouse, as a family, or in your relationship. So I highly recommend that you go register. There will be a link in the notes. There's always a link in my Instagram bio. I want you guys to go take advantage of this free resource. It is amazing. It will be the 17th through the 19th, and all virtual. What do you have to lose? Please go register. There's a ton of giveaways. There's community, there's resources, everything a military spouse could want. Becky and Joanna are both military spouses. They're the ones who have put this amazing resource together for us. You don't want to waste the opportunity. Again, there will be a link in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, it'll be in the caption, or it is always on my Instagram at The Waiting Warriors, one of the first links. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, guys.